Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses gratitude to people for reiterating faith in constitution and democratic system in his first Mann Ki Baat program after general elections. Nagaland Governor Laganesan emphasizes the need to promote Mann Ki Baat program across the state. Nagaland Governor Laganesan congratulates newly elected members of urban local bodies and the three new criminal laws to come into force tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and democratic systems of the country in Lok Sabha elections. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, Modi highlighted that 2024 general elections were the biggest elections in the world, where 65 crore people cast their votes. Modi spoke about special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Per Maa Ke Naam. He appealed people from all over the world to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mothers' names. Modi elaborated that during the last decade, there has been an unprecedented expansion of forest area in India. During the Amrit Mahotsav, over 60,000 Amrit Sarovars have also been created across the country. Modi expressed happiness over the fact that Indian culture is earning glory all over the world. He cited the example of Turkmenistan, where the 300th birth anniversary of the country's national poet was celebrated in May this year. Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He emphasized that Mann Ki Baat radio program may have been paused for a few months, but the spirit of Mann Ki Baat in the country and society carried on relentlessly. Prime Minister Modi further said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. The 111th episode of PM Modi's Mann Ki Baat program was screened at Rajbhavan Kohima today. Governor Laganesan, along with invitees from various organizations, attended the screening program. Speaking after the screening program, Governor Laganesan said Mann Ki Baat program is creating awareness among people on several issues and promoting ordinary citizens to share their stories and achievements. To this, the governor emphasized on the need to give more publicity to Mann Ki Baat program, especially in Nagaland, adding that not much publicity is given in the state. Stating that Mann Ki Baat program has uplifted and popularized many ordinary citizens, Ganesan also expressed his desire to identify those citizens doing good service to the nation and humankind. He said, "These people rendering service for the society should be given platforms so that their works are shared and known to the people at large." Commissioner and Secretary to Governor Rajesh Sondara Rajan said, "The Mann Ki Baat program, which aims at connecting directly the people of India by the PM, Modi has shared many success stories and achievements of ordinary citizens so as to inspire and motivate citizens from all corners of the world." He said, "The program is not only about social, economic and political issues and initiatives, but also influence decision-making of the government through feedback and suggestions of the citizens of the country." On the occasion, Governor Laganesan felicitated Special Ambassador Swachh Bharat Mission, Sukhomovi, founder and chairperson of Good Samaritan Women Society Kohima, Nithonyo Legise, founder of Zub Zub Kohima, Pelenyo Hyome, and president of Kohima Orphanage and Destitute Home Kohima, Nibanyo Angami, for their achievements in their respective fields with checks and certificates. The recognition is a personal initiative of the governor given to the people who excel in various socio-economic initiatives in various parts of the districts. Nagaland Governor Laganesan has extended congratulations to all the newly elected members of the urban local bodies. In a press release, the governor said, "The election of the elected members is a testament to the trust people placed in them by the citizens of Nagaland." He also extended special congratulations to the women members, saying that their significant achievement and role will play in shaping the future of our urban areas. The governor expressed confidence that their efforts will contribute to the development and prosperity of Nagaland, fostering inclusive and sustainable growth for all communities. Ganesan also congratulated the Nagaland State Election Commission, the law enforcement agencies and all poll-related officials for successful conduct of a peaceful urban local bodies election. The smooth and efficient administration of the electoral process reflects the dedication, diligence and commitment to upholding democratic values in our state, he added. The governor urged upon all the newly elected members of the ULBs to serve with integrity, dedication and a vision for progress. Governor Laganesan further looked forward to witnessing the positive changes the members will bring to their respective localities. This news is a broadcast of Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The three new criminal laws, Bhartiya Nyay Sahita 2023, Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sahita 2023 and Bhartiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. These laws aim to create more accessible, supportive and efficient justice system for everyone. Key provisions of new criminal laws include reporting incidents online, filing FIR at any police station, as well as the victims getting free copy of FIR. Apart from this, in the event of an arrest, the individual has the right to inform a person of his choice about their situation. The new laws have also prioritized investigations for offences against women and children, ensuring timely completion within 2 months of recording information. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. He highlighted that for 50 years, this bulletin has kept many people connected to Sanskrit. In his first Mann Ki Baat program after general elections, Modi said, Sanskrit has played a big role in progress of ancient Indian knowledge and science. He stressed that Sanskrit should be respected and connected to people's daily life. He cited an example of such an effort in Bengaluru's Kaaba Park, where every Sunday, children, youth and elders talk to each other in Sanskrit in this park. The initiative called Sanskrit Weekend was started by Samashti Gubbi through a website and it has become very popular among the people of Bengaluru. In an effort to promote environmental conservation and to beautify the village, the Kohima Longsa Hoho distributed tree saplings to the village members of Longsa yesterday. During the event held at Longsa Cultural Hall, Assistant Conservator of Forest, Woka, Elithang Odyo, emphasized on the importance of planting trees and their role in the environment. He also highlighted on significance of trees in providing habitat for wide range biodiversity and many other factors like climate regulations, air quality and water regulations as well. The trees were planted for various environmental causes and also to add beautification to the village. To end the news, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses gratitude to the people for reiterating faith in constitution and democratic system in his first Mann Ki Baat program after general elections. Nagaland Governor Laganesan emphasizes the need to promote Mann Ki Baat program across the state. Nagaland Governor Laganesan congratulates newly elected members of urban local bodies and the three new criminal laws to come into force tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.